The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Maller here. Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full lineup of Kumho tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you. One of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hello and welcome. It's hour number two, hour two of our radio program, a historical night in pro bouncy ball. That is our lead this hour. Don't bury the lead, my man. LeBron James, the all-time scoring king. He passes Kareem Abdul-Jabbar by. Thumbs up or thumbs down on the scoring record cementing LeBron James as the greatest NBA player of all time? And what has been the fatal flaw on LeBron James' resume? What did you make of the Laker crowd reaction to those who were in the house, in the hizzy, watching LeBron James set the record? We'll talk about all of that and more right now in hour number two. Here it is. A record breaker. Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere, right next door, as we spin plates coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and candidly powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the board, the sounding board. We are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there in unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Well, it's great to have our pal Fred Dreyer in last hour, but Fred has left the building, and the show must go on. You can download the podcast if you missed any of that. The great Fred Dreyer played in the NFL 13 years for the Giants, New York Giants, LA Rams, and went on, had a big career in entertainment. But our lead this hour, don't bury the lead, my man. Well, we already buried the lead. Don't bury the lead, my man. We go to the NBA history made on a random Tuesday night. In February, the Lakers playing the Thunder, not typically a game we would spend much time talking about. What makes this night different than all other nights? Well, I think you know by now, but maybe not. The game itself taking a backseat. Oklahoma City, the opponent, but LeBron James. It was all about LeBron. LeBron this, LeBron that, LeBron up the wazoo. Did you watch? I did. I watched. You might have missed it. I checked it out. It was on a national broadcast on TNT. So LeBron James, the moment everyone's yapping about, third quarter, late third quarter, LeBron on the night needed 36 points. He ends up passing Kareem Abdul-Jabbar as the NBA's all-time leading scorer. The record that had been held since the mid-1980s, 1984, it happened with 10.9 seconds left in the third quarter. The Lakers were losing at the time. LeBron knocked down a step-back jumper from the top of the painted area, and the game stopped. They played a sizzle video of highlights. They had a ceremony on the court. Adam Silver, the commissioner, who looks like he's from another part of the galaxy far, far away, was there. Kareem wearing a specially made jacket. I'm sure you can buy that online for a nominal amount of money. He was there. You had LeBron grab the mic and speak. He thanked his wife first. We had a prop bet on that yesterday. He thanked his wife, his mom, Gloria James, very famous on the internet. And his kids were there, LeBron's family partaking. LeBron also dropped an F-bomb. He said the F-word in the microphone there. And he went out and he started hugging everybody. I saw him hug Jay-Z, Magic Johnson, among others. So what does it all mean? What does it all mean? Let us discuss. A lot to unpack here. The question, and I want to get into this right now because I've heard a lot of noise in the short time since LeBron set the record, that this now means that LeBron has proven he is once and for all the greatest NBA player, that that's what this record means, that by becoming the all-time scoring king, there is no argument against it. So the question, thumbs up or thumbs down on the NBA scoring record, cementing LeBron James as the greatest player in the history of professional basketball? And I am going to go first. I am going thumbs down. I'm going thumbs down on this. And I've got Jerry's World carpet and Statue of Liberty. And we will combine all of these things together. And we are going to make a party, which I hear my moles tell me there is a big party going on at a secret location to celebrate LeBron James and his night. I was not invited. I don't know how I was not invited to that. But we'll begin with this. LeBron James is just not the greatest player in the NBA just because you've scored the all-time number of points. Just like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was not the greatest player in NBA history, even though he had the record prior to LeBron passing him. Wilt Chamberlain was a more dominating center than Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And what the scoring record means, when you peel back the onion, what the scoring record means is, hey, you've played a long time. It's like a relic from Jerry's World. LeBron James is the NBA's version of Emmitt Smith. Emmitt Smith is the all-time leading rusher in pro football history. And I don't know anyone that's a fan of football that thinks that's the greatest running back of all time. Educated football observers will tell you he's not. You can put him in your top 10, but he's not the greatest running back of all time. Emmitt was a workhorse on those 90s Dallas Cowboy teams. He racked up a ton of yards, had some memorable moments. Walter Payton, many would say, is better. I'm biased towards Eric Dickerson, but Barry Sanders was amazing. More recently, although all these guys are retired, Marshall Faulk, LaDainian Tomlinson, Jerome Bettis, in the conversation, the scoring record is a testimonial to the longevity of LeBron, that he has taken his Flintstone vitamins, and they've paid off. He continues to rack up the stats, and that was really part of the mission when he came to the Lakers. The Lakers have been a garbage team since LeBron got there. If you look at their overall record, they have no legitimate championships. And they've been a lottery team, although they don't have lottery picks. They've missed the playoffs, which seemed impossible when you have LeBron James on your team. But LeBron came to the Lakers for two reasons. He came mainly for Hollywood and the entertainment and being in the mecca of entertainment. So he got that. But also the fact that he knew he is the head of a pyramid and everything goes through LeBron James with the Lakers. And you can compile some amazing stats on some bad teams, and that's what LeBron's done here recently on some bad NBA teams. It's working, right? The evidence is overwhelming that LeBron, he's made movies, he's done TV shows, he's got TV shows and movies, production companies doing very well, all from the afterglow of playing with the Lakers. You don't get that when you're playing with the Cavs. You can make movies and TV shows, but you can't do it year-round. You can't meet with studio executives on a random Wednesday in October if you have to be playing with the Cavaliers in Indiana. All right, now, page two. What has been the fatal flaw, if you will? If there is a fatal flaw on LeBron's resume, so there are several here as we analyze this and we paint the word mosaic. And I don't need to get into the polarizingness of LeBron, the phoniness of LeBron. We can get into that later when he retires. But in terms of just the basketball resume, the biggest flaw that I can give you, two words, carpet bagger. That's the term that applies to LeBron James. And that's what he has been. And I get that now we're in the era that's where we are, that this is going to be the next few generations are going to be carpetbaggers. But I'm a Michael Jordan guy. I wasn't a Chicago Bull fan. I had no skin in the game. But watching Michael Jordan play, I got a chance to watch him several times. Had a few opportunities to interview him back in the day with the Bulls. And for my money, Michael Jordan, the Mona Lisa of basketball. And that's the measuring stick. And there were games that Jordan didn't play well in, and we only remember the good. We don't remember the bad, but there was a symphony when Jordan was playing. And he has been, in side-by-side comparison, Jordan and LeBron, the antithesis of a carpetbagger LeBron James. Michael Jordan did not run from the challenge, right? And that was, he grew up in an era you didn't do that, right? You were looked down upon if you ran from a challenge, that you were drafted by a team, and unless the team wanted to get rid of you, you stayed there and you kept hammering away. And Michael Jordan helped prop up players who were not that great, like Craig Hodges and John Paxson and scrubs like Bill Cartwright. He also made legends out of Scottie Pippen, and he was able to hide the shortcomings of a player like Dennis Rodman. Those guys were not free agents that the Bulls picked up. They were guys that were traded for. Olden Polonis, who has worked here off and on over the years, was the player that ended up being drafted by the Supersonics in that transaction for Scottie Pippen. And Will Perdue of all people, was the player that the Bulls traded to San Antonio for Dennis Rodman. And both Pippen and Rodman were exposed without MJ after they left the Bulls. Pippen played seven more seasons after Jordan left and averaged 12 points a game. Whoop-dee-damn-doo. Never made another all-star team. LeBron, meanwhile, I don't see him propping guys up. I see LeBron, when he plays with crappy players, he doesn't prop them up. Like Zildrunas Ilgauskas or Mo Williams when he came into the NBA with the Cavaliers in those early days. And I got to be with proven headline guys. And he's taken the easy path, and he joined forces, formed Voltron with Dwayne Wade and with Chris Bosh in Miami, and he went back to Cleveland, but they made sure to get Kevin Love from Minnesota. And in L.A., he worked with his agent there to break the integrity of the rules there. They had Anthony Davis force his way out of New Orleans and only want to play for the Lakers. So those dominoes landed in favor of LeBron, where it's not, hey, let's make this work. You know, we're gonna prop you guys up. I'll make you better, and we're gonna win. LeBron's never won a championship by making people better. He's only won when he's been either in a bubble, which doesn't count, or surrounded by all-star players. All right, last word here. So what did you make of the crowd reaction? If you saw the game against Oklahoma City where LeBron sets the record, what was your reaction to the crowd's reaction? So this is the epitome of the times we're living in. The mobile phone addiction, if you will, the smartphone addiction. Instead of getting quality time with friends and like-minded members of the village, stranger, right? What did we see? We saw the Statue of Liberty win out again. Did you notice what I noticed? Ergo, the moment LeBron steps back to set the scoring record, pass Kareem Abdul-Jabbar away, and what do we see? we see hundreds and hundreds of people, all of them like the Statue of Liberty, holding their arm extended and raised, like they're holding a torch to record the video, to document the moment for posterity's sake. And these are people that paid ridiculous amounts of money to get those tickets, wanting to be part of history. And then the moment happens and you have a large concentration of humanity who held their arms out like they were Lady Liberty to document the moment. The video, which they're never going to watch again, and you have this FOMO, this fear of missing out, and then the moment happens and you're like, well, no, I'll just watch it on my cell phone. You know, spoiler alert, they have cameras at these NBA games, and they actually record these things. And outside of the cell phone, typically, you had the usual Laker crowd for that type of a showcase game, a jewel event. The Hollywood elites, show business moguls were there, chummy, chummy, chummy. And they're all hanging out, playing grab ass with each other. Some of the other things that popped in my head as I was cruising into the studios from the North Woods. I love the fact that Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and LeBron James both acted as adults. They played nice. They don't like each other. They don't. They were playing nice. Everyone's pretending like they are buddies. They're not. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar has been very critical of LeBron. Doesn't think he's woke enough. Wants to be more like him, Kareem. And that's been on the record. You can just look it up yourself. I'm not making any of that up. We had Snoop Dogg, Magic Johnson, Drake with a weird salute video, cheeseball video they put on there. The other argument that I would like to make here, I've heard a lot of people say, well, no one's ever going to break this record, LeBron James record and all that stuff, because no one will ever be as physically dominant as LeBron. And I would disagree with that. I would say that because of LeBron James, that the next wave, the next generation of NBA players, and generation's 25 to 30 years. So we're only a few years away from the next super duper supernova of the NBA. And maybe that kid's already been born. Maybe that kid hasn't been born. I don't know. But there'll be somebody that will come along, and then the comparison will be made, just like people compared Jordan to Kobe and then LeBron to Kobe, and then now it'll be whoever's next, whatever phenom, whatever prodigy pops up in the basketball world. So you know it's going to be happening sooner than later. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. If you'd like to comment on any of that, you can join us here at 877-99 on Fox, 877 996-6369. Also on Twitter, at Ben Maller. If you'd like to be part, that's at Ben Maller. You can be part of the program. We'll take your calls, your comments on Twitter, the whole thing. And watch out for the viral moment. Watch out for the viral moment. And we'll get to this at some point. Kyrie Irving has yet to play a game for the Dallas Mavericks, and already there are people in Dallas regretting the trade for Kyrie Irving before he's even worn the Maverick uniform in a game. What has Kyrie done now? We will get to the files of Kyrie. We'll get to all that, and we will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Maller here. The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boost, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code Maller. It's my last name. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly with code Maller. Again, that's code Maller only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Not only did Zyn create the first ever nicotine pouch, we're still America's number one choice for smoke-free, spit-free nicotine satisfaction. It could be because Zyn is made with only 6 simple ingredients, including naturally derived nicotine salt. Or maybe it's because Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day trial. For anyone worried Zyn won't cut it like traditional tobacco, just ask one of the millions of people who have achieved lasting change. You have lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. That's zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Hey, it's Maller here. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Goodyear tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
We're a motley crew of people from across this glorious land, like a hot Montana chick, a psychic, a urine-drinking man. What binds us all together is we'll defend Ben to the end, while Maller bloviates on. Ben's got lots of nicknames.
You can listen to the Ben Maller Show how you want, when you want, with podcasting. Some P1s find themselves binge listening to classic episodes, while others like to space things out. Either way, by subscribing to the free Ben Maller Show and Fifth Hour with Ben Maller podcast, you help this overnight dinghy stay afloat and annoy the executive kingpins who don't understand why you listen. And now live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
If you mess with Ben, we'll get you.
Yeah, don't mess with me, please. How dare you? What's wrong with you? You knucklehead. Late night drug tester writes in. He says, two things Michael Jordan would have been top scorer if he didn't have to go to college. Second, it won't always be LeBron's record. I see the future NBA playing even less defense and loving the three-pointer even more. Wait till they add a four-point shot. Now, Phil Jackson years ago, said, oh, yeah, I should add a four-point shot. Why not? The one thing in LeBron's favor is the players are extremely soft and they don't like playing 82 games. So if they cut the schedule back, the number of games, because the players are wusses, then that becomes problematic. Rockets Vic writes in, he says, great monologue, Benito. Thank you for that. Ferg Dog says, for those of us that don't enjoy getting nailed by the king, the real headline is LeBron scores only 2 points in the fourth quarter and the Lakers lose again. Better luck next time. Le Bum. That's from Ferg Dog in SoCal. Yeah, the Lakers losing. They're 5 games under .500. The L.A. Lakers with LeBron James and all those celebrities. You think any of those celebrities know the standings in the NBA? Probably not. It's wild. And we are past the February point of demarcation. The All-Star game's coming up in the NBA, and the Lakers right now would not even be in that Fugazi play-in tournament. Play-in tournament. There's only two teams in the Western Conference that have a worse record than the L.A. Lakers. The San Antonio Spurs, who are a pimple on an elephant's ass with that roster, and the Houston Rockets. That's it. That's all. Those are the only two teams in the West that have a worse record than the L.A. Lakers this year. Let's go to the phones and cashing in a golden ticket because of Justin Cooper. We say hello to Poppy.
He said he doesn't want to use it.
Oh, okay. I'll put him on hold then. All right. Good. Thank you. Why would he not want to use the golden ticket?
He's saving it.
What are you saving it for? I don't understand. All right. Well, he'll go back on hold then. Let's say hello. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Let's say hello to Mark, who's listening to us in L.A. on our flagship AM 570, the Dodger home, Dodger baseball, Petros and money and all that. You are on Fox Sports Radio. What's going on, Mark? Welcome.
Kapasa Meller, you're out of your mind here. As a LeBron critic, even though I am a Laker fan, I think his numbers will be so out of reach, nobody would touch him. It's like Brady. Mahomes might be an all-world talent. He's not touching any of Tom Brady's records. Same with LeBron. His records and numbers are so out of touch. To play at this level, first of all, you got to play 20-plus years. How many of these guys, there's less than 10 NBA players all the time who play that long. Same with Brady. Nobody's going to play 20-plus years. The correlation between these two guys, why they're GOATs and their numbers will be touched, is their longevity of greatness. As great as these guys are, superstars, they normally have about a 10-year peak of talent. Nobody's going to play like LeBron. He's still 20-plus years in, averaging about 30. I mean, Jordan retired twice, and even he dropped off when he played with the Wizards. Kobe, I love him, my favorite Laker of all time. I mean, by year 15, he was pretty much shot in the Achilles tournament. So I just think you're out of your mind if you think.
Well, listen, how dare you, first of all, attack my take? How dare you attack my take? Secondly, the things LeBron has done, all of the goodies that he's used to stay in this peak physical condition, don't you think that stuff will be readily available to the next prodigy? And the next super player, and it'll get even better. Things get easier. They don't get harder. They get easier.
No, because you would think a guy like maybe a all-time great shooter like Curry, but still, those guys even drop off. I mean, the peak physical condition of LeBron, he's one of one. But, there's never going to be another guy like him.
You're being a prisoner. You're being a prisoner of the moment. You're getting worked up in the moment here. You got to think about this objectively. Think about how long forever is. First of all, forever. Think about forever. That's a forever. My head can't. I can't even wrap my head around that forever.
I kind of
LeBron
agree.
LeBron is one of one. There's never going to be
All right. Well, he is.
Like
well, everyone, and so are you, Mark. You're one of one. I'm one of one. Roberto's one of one.
That's right.
We're all individual. I learned that from Dr. Seuss when I was a kid. I learned that from.
I agree with
How
this.
How many guys are going to even play past 15 years? I mean, it's the odds of that happening.
Well, you sound like a. Are you hung? Did you hang up on?
I put him on hold.
Oh, okay. I disappeared.
I agree with him to an extent. I mean, I think Brady's like records are much more obtainable than the one that LeBron's about to set. But it's.
I would disagree because the injury thing is much more in football than it is in basketball.
Well,
like,
I mean,
injury.
But the quarterbacks are way more protected.
Exactly.
Well, that might be way more protected, but they're not that protected.
And it's so much more like geared towards. It's such a passing league now. I mean, and I know Brady got to take advantage of a lot of that, but in the beginning, Brady wasn't out of this world passing stats.
Well,
from the
you can
get-go,
make, but by that argument, you can make the same argument about Michael Jordan, the hand check that he had to deal with that you don't have in the modern today's NBA. Mark, you sound like a big LeBron fan. I think you're kidding. I think you're selling.
No, I've been a critic of him. And
I don't think so.
The issues with his team are not him, man. It's that other bum over here, Anthony Davis. He's a top five talent, but man, he's the biggest problem team.
But LeBron's running the
LeBron's
Lakers, though.
That's who LeBron wanted.
That's who he wanted.
That's the guy. LeBron's handpicked guy right there, AD.
He won him, and he won him a title, but he
bogus.
Dropped off.
Bubble.
If he doesn't keep it up, he's going to find himself out of town by the time LeBron retires. So he better ship up and if he wants to stick around. But
Now, judging by what LeBron said, it sounds like LeBron would like to get out of L.A. from what he was saying.
No, he doesn't. I don't know about that.
He sounded like he wanted to get out of there. I know he's got a contract. All these guys have contracts. Anthony Davis had a contract with the Pelicans, and he still forced his way to the Lakers. LeBron said after the game, I can still go out and win a championship for any group of guys or any organization. He didn't just say Lakers.
Not at this point of his career. They wanted Kyrie. They bungled that. I don't think they were ever going to get him. But, hey, you got to make do of it. Yeah. Hey, if we could get Brandon Ingram back at this point, maybe the Lakers would be better off. But we're going to make
it. All right. Once you mention Brandon Ingram, we got to end the call. But thank you, Mark. It's a solid sporto call from Mark.
I'm glad LeBron wasn't bothered by the loss today. Because last week he was complaining about the Lakers losing.
They lose to the Pelicans and the Thunder back-to-back. And the Pelicans don't have Zion Williamson because he's always hurt too.
I hope he said he was gonna enjoy a glass of wine.
He's a clown. He's a clown.
All
right. I don't want to be that guy. But I'm gonna
that
be that. I'm gonna be that guy.
Be that guy, Coop. I like that guy.
Kobe Bryant. Do you honestly think he would have been like talking about how he's gonna go like drink some vino and pop open some Lobos after a loss to the Oklahoma City Thunder?
No. Kobe would have been back in the gym shooting jump shots.
That's exactly correct.
Right. All right.
I know you're full of it and you're being sarcastic, but that's exactly what would have happened.
All right, calm down. Everyone calm down, now, please.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Not only did Zyn create the first ever nicotine pouch, we're still America's number one choice for smoke-free, spit-free nicotine satisfaction. It could be because Zyn is made with only 6 simple ingredients, including naturally derived nicotine salt. Or maybe it's because Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day trial. For anyone worried Zyn won't cut it like traditional tobacco, just ask one of the millions of people who have achieved lasting change. You have lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. That's zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Hey, it's Maller here. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Toyo tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all, but here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, tapping, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But I mean, like John Cena got him. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
We did find out that apparently Kyrie Irving deleted his Instagram post.
Not apparently, Eddie.
Apology.
He did.
He deleted his apology on his Instagram account for marketing anti-Semitic
movie.
So they asked him about it at the press conference, and he said, oh, I regularly delete old posts, so nothing,
so we're good
nothing
here.
To see
yeah.
here, apparently. So. Might want to not delete that one, though, Kyrie. Just
yeah.
I, mean, I don't know. There's me talking.
Yeah, there are
might want to keep
already
that
people
up.
Around the Mavericks are like, what do we do? The guy hasn't even played a game yet, and what do we do? And I love the media, though, carrying the water for Kyrie, ESPN. Now, you think that would be like a big story for them. They'd be all over that, right? They love the racial stories and the those type of stories about the culture. But that doesn't fit the narrative. So Kyrie's story got buried. It's wild, man. Wild. And well, we knew it was forced, right? We know he didn't really believe that. He's he hates the Jews. We know that. And based on his commentary
racist.
And all that. And so there you go. Good luck cheering for that guy. I hope he breaks an ankle. All right. Now, thank you for that, Eddie. Appreciate that. There you go. All right. We press on here. We'll take your calls at 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. And this portion of the radio show and this week, the whole week made possible, Super Week on Fox Sports Radio presented by Chalk, the reigning champion of natural men's health. Supercharge your game with higher T, maximum energy, and laser focus. Visit choq.com to kick off your subscription today. That's choq.com. Subscribe today. Today, 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 today. And who do we have here? We have Paige down here. Jeff in Oklahoma says, Ben, that was an unusually spot-on monologue. A+, LeBron James is what is wrong with the NBA. The Jordan years to get past the Celtics and the Pistons, he had to kind of wait around for it. I think that's what he means here. He says he didn't ask for another great player to come help him. Draft and free agency, stick with it. Benito says, I already miss Fred Dreyer. He says, well, if we can get Fred back, he lives right up the hill from here. He told me he's right down the street. So he said, anytime you want me, Ben, I'll come pop by and be part of the show. So that's what he said. So, what else we have? Page down. JD and KC says, AAA+ on the Maller monologue. King of flop of garbage. Does this guy even know how to play defense? Jordan all the way. I'll be a Chief until the casket drops. Super Bowl winners. This year, Chiefs by 20, says JD in KC. Joe in Okinawa going A+ on the Mallard monologue. He says, as a Minnesota Viking fan, I'm a little upset you did not mention AP as one of the all-time great running backs, but it doesn't reduce your grade. Also, if LeBron was any good at foul shots, he would have broken the record years ago. Well, he's not Shaq at shooting foul shots. He's all right. Let's not get crazy here. I mean, what are we doing with that? How dare you? All right, let's go back to the phones. David is in Southern California, and David is next. It is the Ben Maller Show on Fox. Hello, David.
Hey, Ben. As usual, you're number one in the radio tonight.
Oh, thank you. Who's number two? I don't want to know.
Well, you had Fred Dreyer on tonight, so that definitely boosted your ratings.
I love Fred. Fred's great.
And I'm sorry I missed him. Oh, man. Do I remember his playing?
Yeah, Fred's one. I told Fred, I said, I don't know what you're doing to stay young, Fred, but I'm getting a little older myself here. I gotta know your secret. So he was feeding me some stuff off the air. He's like, well, here's what you gotta do, like this, that, and the other thing. But he's doing very well.
I remember Fred because he did Hunter, but there are only a small group of Rams that I remember over the years.
Yeah,
I think I'm having a senior moment right now.
All right, hold on a second. Let's see how many Rams over under five historic LA Ram players that David, the security guard in Southern California, can name. You've already got Fred Dreyer. I say you can get at least four more. So I think I'm going to take the over on this. I'll say over. David, go ahead. Here we go. Think about it. Come on, great Ram players.
Oh, you want me to say their names?
Yes, that's the bit. That's the bit right there. That's what we're doing. Okay. We're doing the bit. This is a bit. You're part of a bit.
Okay. I remember Pat Hayden.
All right, check. That's two. Come on. Keep going. Great running back. They've had several great running backs, the Rams, over the years.
Oh, I know. My brain is just not working tonight. I'm sorry, Ben.
Come on, David. David, think about it, David. Jerry Curl, he had the glasses, the goggles, he had the headband. Come on.
Oh, God.
Holy Dick and Dayton, what's wrong with you?
I'm not Dick from Dayton. I'm David from Coyote David. I'm sorry, Ben. I just can't think right now. When I'm under pressure, my brain freezes
up. Eric Dick Urson. Eric Dick Urson.
Yes. Oh, my God. I can't believe I forgot
him. You've embarrassed me now. I bet on you. I believed in
I
you, David.
And now
everyone's laughing at me now. How could you bet on this guy? How could you believe in this guy, they're saying? And I did. I believed in you.
Well, the first thing that goes when you get to be a certain age, your memory gets cluttered with a whole bunch of stuff.
All right. Take some supplements. You know, we advertise all of them, so buy some, I guess. I don't know. All right.
My brain's having a traffic jam right now.
All right. Well, I got to go, David. My brain's having a traffic jam, and if I don't get rid of you, then I'm going to have a whole lot of problems. I'm going to have a bottleneck here. All right. Thank you. It is the Ben Maller Show. This portion brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. We have Maller to the third degree straight ahead. Here is the Insta trivia. And according to the advanced statistics, blank was targeted at the lowest rate in the NFL last season. Just 12.5% of snaps in totality in the secondary. Again, this is according to the NFL's own next-gen stats, whatever that is. Blank was targeted the lowest rate in the NFL last season among defensive backs for a total of just 12.5% of snaps in totality. That is the instant trivia. The answer next.
He blew me off at a hotel near LAX.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Join the curious world of the Ben Maller Show online. It is pain-free and easy to do. Just follow your host on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. And you can tweet at and follow our executive producer. He is manning the phones, but he is more than just a call screener. He's the liar, and the menace of the Fox Sports Radio Network. It's the Coop the Loop, Justin Cooper, and he's at UH Bronco Fan.
Wow. Eddie, it's the biggest package I've ever seen. Yeah.
I know. And now live from the TireRack.com, Fox Sports Radio Studios, it's Ben Maller.
And time now for the Insta trivia. Blank was targeted at the lowest rate in the NFL last season among defensive backs for a total of just 12.5% of the snaps this guy played in. That is the Insta trivia. What is the answer? We have Maller to the third degree warming up in the bullpen? And let's see, does anyone know the answer? Page down. Dr. House's pill supplier, guessed by Big Greg in Iowa.
Who?
Ken Singleton from Mr. Nice Guy. Mr. Wonderful, guessed by Rob in Vegas. Paul Orndorff. Page down. Pooh Richardson from White Rob the First. Coop's mom was guessed by Alf the Alien Opiner. DJ Hayden of the Raiders. Late night drug testers contribution. Who else do we have? Matt, the Warrior Raider A's fan, says David's dull butter knife memory is the answer. Macho Man Randy Savage from none other than the Goat Man. That's his answer. Miguel on Fire says Rams legend Jack Youngblood. The way to go. Moneyball Maller and his signature shot. That's damn right, Ferg Dog. That is my signature shot. Absolutely correct. Security Dave's last remaining brain cell, guessed by Boone, Bean Boot Maker Bob. Eddie, do you have an answer, Eddie? Please, I need an answer.
It's New York Jets corner Sauce Gardner.
Saucy. Get saucy. No, it's not, Eddie. It's also not Duke basketball legend Dick Groat, guessed by Black Steve II. The correct answer, Patrick Surtain II. So Patrick Surtain II of the Broncos.
Coop just got excited.
Right, you're a Bronco.
It's
and you got
Maller.
Excited. How about that?
To the third degree. This is when Big Ben gets grilled.
All right, Koopaloo.
Stephen A. Smith said that he's hearing that Kevin Durant is on the verge of being moved and that the Celtics are making calls about him.
Ooh.
Ben, could you see this happening?
Sure. It's the Disney. Let me see. The NBA is like going to Disneyland, and you know the song they play there? When you wish upon a star, makes no difference who you are. Yeah, anything's possible in the NBA. But the Celtics have been really good. They don't seem to need Kevin Durant right now. So I know why Durant would want to play for the Celtics, but if you're Boston, why are you going to break that thing up? That doesn't make sense. But anything's possible in that sport. Next!
A.J. Green announced his retirement on Monday. Now, you wouldn't look at A.J. Green's numbers and think Hall of Famer, but many people, including Deion Sanders, have been complaining of the Hall of Fame getting watered down. So do you think A.J. Green gets in?
Well, he's in my Hall of Fame because he used to come on when I did the Blitz with Looney on Sundays when he was playing for the Bengals. So I'm a big fan of A.J. Green, but he can go to the Hall of Fame. I don't know how much tickets are. I think they're like $25. You can go to the Hall of Fame, buy a ticket, but no. He didn't make an all-decade team. He wasn't an all-pro. He was good. Wasn't great. Next!
Matt Ryan told the media that he still loves playing and that he feels that he has a lot of good football left.
Yeah.
Ben, we know he's saying this for contractual reasons because he's got a guarantee, but do you think Ryan will actually play anywhere next season?
Well, he might play with his kids, but see, this is like a half-truth because I'm sure he loves football, but football doesn't love him, right? He's washed up at this point. He's done. He should be put on ice as Matty Ice, but he could be a backup if he's willing to do that. How did we do?
Pass us
it. That is a winner. Put it on the board. Yes, I won the game. That is a win. You heard a win.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV, and be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.